Good. So, first question. I'm talking to you after a game last year, and I asked you, you know, you like it in Illinois, and you said, my family loves it here. You know, if it could work out, I'd love to stay. Did you ever imagine that your former head coach would then, you know, slide in here? I mean, that's kind of wildest dreams kind of stuff.
Was that last year?
Yes. No, no, yeah, no, I just feel crazy, like it was yeah. 7 years ago. Like
it's, no, I, yeah. it's crazy. No, it, it was. It was yeah. I never would have imagined.
Yeah.
So, it's been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, can you walk me through maybe those couple of days of you know, I don't know, get it, any.
I can't remember it hardly anymore.
Yeah, it had to be a whirlwind of.
Yeah, I mean, it was. And it's, you know, like I said, it's been really cool to kind of see, you know, our kids and, you know, them respond and, you know, just see what's, the whole thing, the kind yes. of things that can happen. Just see these kids respond and
yeah.
they've really bought in what's going on. And yeah. So I'm excited for the kids.
Yeah, and it seems a lot different. I mean, even compared to a year ago today, which was before a lot of the crazy stuff went down, but still, everything seems calm here. Compared to even last camp in Rantoul, everything seems to have calmed down, and there's this direction and this knowledge, this peace around things that, yeah. that maybe wasn't there.
And it, well, and I didn't know, because that was my first camp ever up
sure.
there, so that was all, I mean, kind of new to me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think just because of my times, how long I've been with Lovey, this is what I'm kind of used to with him.
Sure.
Everywhere I've ever been with him.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Chicago and Tampa, and even when he was my coach in college, I mean, that's just the way he's always been. So,
yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of used to that.
Yeah. And you get to probably run the strongest unit on the team. I mean, you know, nobody wants to really say that up front, like, you know, somebody else will take it. But you got four senior starters. You've got some depth there.
Yeah.
You know, this looks to be maybe one of the better Illinois defensive lines in several years. So tell me about that.
Well, we'll find out. You know, they're the guys that come out here working hard, just trying to get better, improve every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's our message to them. You know, don't think any more than just improving every single day when you come out. And, you know, that's the whole, you know, mindset when you come out.
Sure, sure. Tell me maybe a couple of the younger guys. So you seem to be set on four starters because you have the four seniors back, but. And then you also have President coming in from Auburn. But tell me, you know, some of the younger guys, what you're seeing from
them. Well, I'll tell you, President is a nice, I mean, surprise. I mean, not surprise, but you saw it, and then just what he's done.
Sure.
He's come out and really, you know, you can see he's developed and working. And but you got some youngins that are out there. You know, you got Tito. I look at Tito and Jamal, like, they've been here for a little bit.
Right,
so,
right.
I look at even just my first couple of days with, you know, Tymir and Kenya. Those guys I'm excited about.
What do you do with a guy like Kenyon? So you got the shorter, quicker, you know, defensive lineman. Do you have a different set that you go through with him? Or
I'm kind of used to those kind of guys. I played with those guys. I've coached those kind of guys
in that
position.
Uh-huh.
And they're hard to move, man. When they're quick twitch like that, his uh-huh. first step is ultra quick.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing that you can see in him, you know, where he came from.
Yeah.
And he's tough as nails.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those are two qualities that you want at that position.
Uh-huh.
It's tough.
Yeah. And then tell me about defensive end. It's probably a little more thin there. I guess, are you still working Adesanya back into the lineup of, you know, I know you hit in the spring, he was a shoulder or something he was dealing with, but how are things going?
Yeah, just getting him healthy. That's been the key part. And
yeah.
So getting him healthy and, you know, with McGrew, we got him. And Brandon Roberts and some of those guys. You know, Brandon Jones is a young guy that we just, you know, got up here, and recently he's a youngin'. And so, I train them all. Hey, let's get them all ready and just see what we got.
Sure.
And so I'm trying to get them all reps.
Sure.
Just because that's the only way they're going to get better and learn is to go out and get reps.
Sure.
They'll make their mistakes. They'll learn from it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, that's what's nice is you can now coach them when they got it on tape.
Yeah.
And so that's the nice part.
Okay, last question is, you started to install a defense in January and February. Was it very, very close? I mean, you were more or less putting the Lovey defense in. So is it identical to what was going on now?
It's exactly
the same.
So his defense.
That, so
that's what I was trained under. So that's he trained
sure.
me, and so.
So the D had a 2-month head start on before he even got here.
Well, and you know, it was obviously having Hardy, and Hardy's played the system and knows the system and coach here. I mean, you got
yep.
guys that know it is the best.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's the nice part is they know the ins and outs of everything.
Sure.
I, I, with the guys up front, a lot of the ways I was teaching them even last year, a lot of the similar techniques, some of those things. It's just a technique part of it, and even the way I call them, like the way the verbiage and all that stuff, they're kind of used to that. So they've heard that last season from me.
Sure. All right. Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. You bet.